yet another start and another game on national TV here?
Well, I'm just excited to go out there and play again. You know, I feel like we've had a good week of preparation, and, you know, we're just putting some finishing touches on it, but I feel great. I, you know, feel ready to go. I'm excited to play.
How many people have hit you for tickets since you're going home?
Oh, not really, not many. I mean, you know, my family will be going, but that's all, you know, I really talk to about it. So just try to keep it simple and just try to focus on the game.
Has the game slowed down for you, if practice slowed down, where you're starting to, you're able to relax a little bit more as, you know, you're getting in maybe in a rhythm of starting each week here?
I mean, I feel comfortable, yeah. I think with every day you do anything, you feel more and more comfortable with what you do. And, yeah, I feel more comfortable, but, I mean, that's, you know, tomorrow I'll feel even more comfortable, so it's just a process, and, you know, I feel good.
Nick, as a quarterback, you made two starts and you haven't thrown a touchdown pass. Are you kind of itching to get that?
You know, hey, whatever it takes to win, no matter how we get it done, I mean, of course I want, you know, throw touchdown passes to put points on the board, but whatever it takes to win, if we're running the ball and we're doing that successfully and we're, you know, scoring points, you know, the most important thing is to win the game. However we get it done.
Makes you feel good to throw them, though, right? As a quarterback.
Well, it means we're executing as an offense and everybody's doing their job and we're working together as a unit. So, yeah, I mean, that's what's exciting about scoring touchdowns through the air or on the ground.
How much tougher of a job do you have here? Because, you know, you're not going to have Deshaun, and then the offensive line is even more banged up. Things are just kind of all over the place. And how much tougher does it make it on you?
I mean, you know, we have guys step up. We have a great group of guys that have been working all week. And, I mean, I have all the confidence in the world in them, and they're working, you know, their butts off. They're, you know, they're excited to play. And the most important thing is for, you know, us to play as a unit, play together. And no matter what happens through the course of the game, stay focused, stay together as a unit, and help each other out. I mean, the most successful offenses work together and, you know, stick together throughout the tough times.
How's the uncertainty at center affect
you? It doesn't affect me. I feel confident with, you know, Dallas has done an amazing job, but, you know, if Evan's in there or whoever, you know, I feel like they're going to do a great job. I have all the confidence in the world in them, and I know they'll get the job done.
Nick, this is the second time you've seen Dallas. What kind of advantages does that present to you?
I mean, just playing against them once. I mean, I got to see them once, and, you know, they could have new wrinkles. They could do anything. I think just, you know, playing in a few games, getting more comfortable, and, like I said, day-to-day, just getting more comfortable. You know, I feel, you know, good, but we just have to go out there and execute as a unit.
And Nick, how does Mike seem to you?
Mike?
Yeah.
I mean, Mike and me are great. I mean, he seems great to me. You know, just see him throughout the day. And, you know, Mike and I have stayed the same throughout this, you know, everything that's gone on. So he's Mike to me.
Mentally?
Yeah. He's Mike. I mean, you know, him and I, you know, same thing as always.
There's uncertainty about whether you'll be the quarterback or he'll be the quarterback once he gets cleared. Do you go into a start thinking this could be my last game of the season? I could have next week.
I mean, I really zone all that out. I mean, I'm focused right now. I mean, I'm playing this game. I'm ready to go out there, and you know, we've had a great week of practice, so it's my job to go out there and play, and that's all I'm worried about. I don't really think about anything else. I'm, you know, fortunate to play this game, and I get to go out there and play with my guys again, and, you know, with the guys out here, and, you know, I'm so excited to just play football and be able to play at this level.
Nick, there was a lot of excitement about you in the preseason from the fans. They were very encouraged. Obviously, you had a very good preseason. And now after two games, it's like, oh, I don't know if this guy is really what we thought he was. I mean, I don't know if you've heard that or got that sense, but do you feel that?
No, I don't. I mean, I stay out of everything. I stay out of the papers. I stick to what I know, and I stick to, you know, the people close to me, and I just stay the same. I'm going to keep working hard no matter what. I mean, I haven't played as well as I'd like to, but I'm going to keep working at it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to work as hard as I can to be the best player I can. And no matter what, win or lose, I'm going to treat it the same when I look at the film and try to get better no matter what. So it's a day-to-day thing. I just got to keep working. There's going to be highs. There's going to be lows. And, you know, I just got to get to a steady thing where, you know, I'm solid all around. And, you know, it's a never-ending process. Always got to be working.
Is the obvious difference that in the preseason you just see a lot of vanilla stuff and teams are really working on themselves more than scheming against you?
I mean, that could be a reason. I mean, definitely. I mean, but, I mean, you know, it's no excuse. I got to play at the highest level possible. And, you know, I played pretty well. I mean, there's things in the preseason that I didn't think I did well. And, I was working every day, even, you know, if people thought I played well. I didn't think so. I'm looking at it critically, and I'm going to try to get better in every aspect. So, you know, it's a day-to-day thing. Just got to keep working. Can't get too high. Can't get too low. Just got to stay steady.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.